My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right, this is an emergency pod. So yesterday, Sam Altman, who is one of the co-founders of OpenAI, he was fired by the company at basically around 12 p.m. He was fired on Google Meets. And there are a lot of reasons as to why. There's a lot of guesses. Maybe we can go into speculation a little bit.
He was fired on Google Meets?
Yeah,
he was fired on Google Meets. I thought you meant like... text. I was like, no.
So Ilya, who's one of the, I think he's one of the employees. He's also on the board as well. He said, hey, we need to have a chat, right? And at 12 p.m., he was fired. At 12:19 p.m., the guy that basically co-founded, he basically put together ChatGPT, right? The product, Greg. I think he's the president, maybe, or a board member as well. So he said, hey, we're going to strip you.
Greg Brockman.
Yep. He's like, we're going to strip your board rights, but we'd still love you to be a member of the OpenAI team, right? So he ends up resigning a couple hours later. And as of this morning, the one of the lead researchers for ChatGPT-4 has left. And then one of the lead AI safety people has left OpenAI. So there's starting to be departures. But we wanted to mainly focus on what you can learn from this ouster from a business and maybe a marketing perspective as well. So Neil, you want to go first?
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy to think about in which Sam's done so much for AI and the whole company.
Startups in general.
Yeah, because he was YC before. It's crazy to think that someone would let go of someone like that. You know, it's just bureaucracy. I don't know the real reasons, but it was just people probably not getting along with others. And it's a big mistake. The moment you lose a founder in a company, it just doesn't run the same. And I remember when we were at Kissmetrics, you know, we were in a lawsuit over data rights and privacy. And we ended up winning our FTC investigation on that class action lawsuit, believe it or not, because we had insurance. It was cheaper to settle because insurance would cover the majority of the money. And I remember the board eventually put in a CEO and the company just wasn't the same. It didn't run the same, didn't perform the same. The passion just wasn't there. And I believe a lot of founders, like people like Sam Altman, who didn't have any shares in the company, at least from what I've read online, they do it for passion. And the moment you put in a hired gun or someone to replace them, in many cases, it's not the same. Especially when companies are still young and growing, right? I think the culture, the passion, the founder is super important. I've invested in a lot of startups, too many to count on multiple hands. And the one thing I would say is, you know, it's not just me, but typically when founders are no longer part of the company, I'm less likely to invest, especially at the early stages. It's like, why? You know, a hired gun is not the same.
Yep. So here's what I'll say. I mean, both Neil and I are multiple time founders. You can't beat the founder DNA. Neil and I have talked about this on the phone. It's just, it's the founder brings the energy, and it's once that energy goes away, it's like things slow down. And there are a lot of, to Neil's point, a lot of bureaucracy kicks in. Now, here's the main thing I think you can learn from OpenAI's Sam Altman's ouster from OpenAI. You have to have control of your board. And so in this situation over here, so he's saying, I'm looking at his Twitter right now, where he's X. He says, if I start going off, the OpenAI board should go after me for the full value of my shares, which that part's fine, right? But Greg Brockman said this. He said, Sam and I are shocked and saddened by what the board did today. And so some people can say, okay, this is the argument for bootstrapping. I'm just saying the hypothesis here is that Sam was ousted because they have achieved some form of artificial general intelligence, and he wants to push, whereas the board wants him to slow down, right? And in this case, there's a disagreement here, and it's like, okay, well, Sam just needs to go. And I think in this situation, having that board of directors, where you look at some of the people on that board, one of the people, they've been like a, it looks like they've been an academic for the last 10 years of their life, right? They haven't been really involved with company boards or anything like that. So Neil and I only know so much here. We're just kind of calling from the top. Do you want to say something?
If I had to end on one note, you know, it's at the end of the day, the founder DNA is super important. A company without a passionate leader at the very top isn't going to do as well. And yes, a CEO could be passionate and they can grow a business and they can do extremely well. But it takes time to find that passionate CEO who loves the business, the company, and is the right person to lead it to the next phase. Not impossible. There's a lot of CEOs who've actually grown businesses much better than the founders. But at early stages, and OpenAI is still really small. Yes, I know in the grand scheme of things, a lot of visitors, but if you look at how old they are, they're still young and they still have so much growth potential. You know, a CEO is great when you just need to put in an operator to help maintain and slowly grow a big moving ship.
Yep. Here, let me share my screen real quick and then we can get out of here. So this would be interesting for some of you to take a look at. You can explore more to your heart's content. So the theory here from Matt Morales is AGI, ASI has been achieved internally at OpenAI. So Ilya, he's one of the people, I believe he's the one that initiated this coup. He says, look, you know, on October 6th, he says, if you value intelligence above all human quality, you're going to have a bad time. And then at APEC, basically, Sam Altman says, four times in the history of OpenAI, the most recent time was in the last couple of weeks. I've gotten to be in the room where we pushed the veil of ignorance back on the frontier of discovery forward. Getting to do that is the professional honor of a lifetime. So that's what's happening. Here's one more thing over here. So Paul Graham, he's the founder of Y Combinator, which Sam Altman was the president of, and they've invested in companies like Dropbox, Stripe, Airbnb in the early stages. They take a very small equity stake. And then it becomes really big. The money becomes really big. Anyway, so Paul Graham says this. When I talk to more established startups, one of the first things I want to know after asking about the growth rate and whether they're profitable is whether the founders still have board control. I'm more optimistic about the company when the answer is yes. And then the final thing here that to take a look at is what Sam Altman's saying over here. So he says, this is, I don't know if this is conspiracy theory, but he says, I love you all. What are the letters for that, Neil? I love you all. The first letter of each one, each word. What does that spell out? You're muted.
I-L-U-A, Ilya.
Exactly, right? What is the reason to say I love you all? You know? So anyway, we're not going to speculate anymore. You guys can take a look at this. There's another post over here from Andrew Coate on the likelihood of it. This is all speculation, but at the end of the day, Neil's saying, it's difficult to replace founder energy. What I'm saying is you have to be sure that you have some type of control over your board. So that is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products.
offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule. You'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.